Ever wonder why some of the most innovative companies today don't actually invent everything they sell? Apple didn't invent the MP3 player, yet dominated the market with iPod. Google didn't create Android from scratch, but acquired it. These aren't anomalies. They're examples of a fundamental shift in how innovation works in the modern economy. What makes this revolutionary approach so powerful? It challenges the very foundations of how we think about creating value in the knowledge economy. For most of the 20th century, innovation followed a predictable pattern. Companies like AT&T's Bell Labs, IBM, and Xerox PARC built massive research facilities where scientists and engineers developed breakthrough technologies entirely in-house. This closed innovation model operated like a funnel. Research projects launched from the company's internal science base, with some projects terminated while successful ones moved to market. But crucially, ideas could only enter at the beginning and exit through the company's own marketing channels. However, by the late 20th century, this model began breaking down. The growing availability of skilled workers who could take knowledge with them when changing jobs, the expanding venture capital market that funded startups commercializing new ideas, and the increasing speed at which products must reach market all undermined its effectiveness. Companies investing heavily in internal R&D found that many discoveries never reached the market because they didn't fit their current business model. Meanwhile, other valuable technologies leaked to competitors through departing employees or neglected patents. Xerox PARC famously developed the graphical user interface, mouse, and Ethernet networking, technologies that made billions for Apple and 3Com, while Xerox captured little value. The open innovation paradigm treats R&D as an open ecosystem where valuable ideas flow freely between organizations. It makes two radical assertions: external ideas should be valued equally to internal ones, and paths to market can include licensing, joint ventures, or spin-offs. IBM transformed from a vertically integrated company to an open innovation champion by supporting open-source software like Linux, while generating over $1 billion annually from patents. Procter & Gamble's Connect Plus Develop program set a goal that 50% of innovations include external partners, dramatically accelerating product development while reducing costs. This led to successes like Swiffer, which combined internal expertise with external technologies. Intel Capital invests in startups for early access to emerging technologies. GE's Ecomagination Challenge invited global participants to submit clean technology innovations, resulting in numerous partnerships. This permeability creates new value opportunities. Companies can now leverage global knowledge networks, reduce R&D costs, accelerate time to market, and expand innovation capabilities far beyond organizational boundaries. Technology alone has no inherent value. It only becomes valuable when commercialized through an effective business model. This explains why identical technologies succeed in one company but fail in another. Xerox developed revolutionary innovations like the graphical user interface and Ethernet networking, but failed to commercialize them, while Apple and 3Com turned similar technologies into billion-dollar businesses. A business model serves critical functions: articulating the value proposition, identifying market segments, defining the value chain, estimating costs and profit potential, and formulating competitive strategy. Without the right business model, even breakthrough technologies fail commercially. Webvan had superior online grocery technology, but collapsed due to an unsustainable profit model. Kodak invented digital photography, but struggled adapting from high-margin film to lower-margin digital cameras. Cisco Systems exemplifies success through strategic acquisition rather than internal development. Between 1993 and 2001, Cisco acquired 71 companies, growing from $650 million to $22 billion in annual revenue. Amazon revolutionized retail by combining technology with customer centricity, evolving from books to marketplace, cloud computing, and subscriptions. Netflix transformed from DVD by mail to streaming and content creation, demonstrating how business model evolution drives industry transformation. Open innovation transforms intellectual property from defensive shield to strategic asset. Rather than simply blocking competitors, patents become revenue generators through licensing. Companies actively manage IP portfolios, sometimes acquiring patents purely for licensing rather than product development. The telecommunications industry exemplifies this shift. European manufacturers pooled patents through cross-licensing to establish GSM as the dominant second-generation mobile standard. Qualcomm took this further, developing CDMA technology, then exiting manufacturing entirely to focus on licensing, generating billions in high-margin revenue from its intellectual property alone. Universities emerged as vital open innovation partners following the 1980 Bay Dole Act, which allowed them to patent federally funded research. University patenting exploded from 96 patents in 1965 to nearly 1,500 by 1992. This created both opportunities and tensions. While patenting facilitates technology transfer by incentivizing commercialization and clarifying ownership, concerns arose about patents on basic research tools impeding follow-on innovation. The optimal approach balances selective patenting of commercially viable applications with maintaining open access to fundamental research tools. Open innovation relies on networks that connect organizations and enable knowledge flows. These networks vary along two dimensions, deep versus wide ties, and formal versus informal relationships. Deep ties involve repeated interactions with select partners, building trust for complex knowledge transfer. Wide ties connect to diverse sources, potentially yielding unexpected insights. Open source software challenges traditional innovation models. Despite freely available code, companies like IBM, Red Hat, and Oracle built billion-dollar businesses by capturing value from complementary services rather than the poor technology. IBM abandoned its proprietary web server for Apache, creating its profitable WebSphere business atop this open platform. Today's most critical innovations are systemic, requiring coordinated changes across multiple ecosystem components. Third-generation mobile systems needed simultaneous development of infrastructure, handsets, and applications. No single firm can internally develop all necessary components for complex systemic innovations. Instead, companies coordinate among partner networks working on different system aspects. Industry leaders function as architects, establishing system designs that enable other companies to provide components while ensuring integration. Open innovation represents a fundamental reconceptualization of how value is created in the knowledge economy. By recognizing that useful knowledge is widely distributed, this paradigm provides a powerful framework for navigating an increasingly complex innovation landscape. The most successful companies have already embraced this approach. Procter & Gamble's Connect Plus Develop program increased R&D productivity by 60%. Apple built the world's most valuable company by brilliantly integrating innovations from multiple sources. Google systematically acquires promising startups to incorporate their technologies. This transition parallels broader economic shifts, from hierarchical to networked structures, from controlling to enabling strategies, from ownership to access models. In a world where knowledge flows freely across borders, the question is no longer whether to open your innovation process, but how to do it strategically. Companies that thrive will master connecting internal capabilities with external opportunities, transforming the global marketplace of ideas into competitive advantage. Your next breakthrough might come from a partnership you haven't formed yet, a startup you haven't discovered, or a collaboration you haven't imagined. The future belongs to those who recognize that innovation is a collective endeavor.